Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5:10, down 3 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 480, down 6 on the open. May, 493.5, down 6. July, 507, down 5.25. December, 549.5, down 6.25 on the open. December corn opened at 309, down 7.25 on the open. March, 324.5, down 9.5. May, 332, down 13. July, 343.5, down 11.75. December of 2009, 368, down 11.25 on the open. January beans opened at 7.95, down 16 on the open. March, 7.99, down 16.5. May, 8.09, down 14.25. July, 8.18, down 15. September, 8.20, down 15. November of 2009, 8.20, down 15 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 243.50, down 3.80 on the open. January, 241, down 4.50. December soybean oil opened at 28.63, down 59 on the open. January, 28.85, down 35. December live cattle opened at 82.50, down 57.5 on the open. January feeders, 87.75, down 35. December lean hogs opened at 57.25, up 15 on the open. And February bellies opened at 90.42.5, down 67.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
You're just a phone call away from AM 580's commodity market analysis. Our new market analyst portal keeps you informed with daily updates. Dial 217-333-3434 to get future quotes from the opening and closing bells and commodity analysis from our on-air brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. A quick look at the current range of trading. In Chicago, wheat trading anywhere from down 8.25 to down 13. Corn trading anywhere from down 12.75 to down 17.5. And beans trading anywhere from down 19. That's all the way out in the August 2010 contract to down 36, the January 2010 contract. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo. He is with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Illinois. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
It's been a tough morning already, and I guess we have to put our hat on how things might close, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a good day.
No, it hasn't been a good week as a whole, and you know, to give you an idea of how bad it's gotten, when we were in Gibson City earlier this week on a panel, I was the bull of the group, so you know, that kind of tells you something. But no, this asset class wide sell-off continues, and the jobs report of today, you know, was leading even earlier in the week, was leading this sell-off, along with new forecasts by a pretty large investment bank expecting OPEC not to cut that much, and also with that, their price forecast for crude oil could drop to $25 a barrel in 2009, along with the recession deepening. And so the jobs report today met expectations as far as it was bad, and it even beat expectations. It was much worse. Non-farm payrolls down 533,000 for November, much lower than estimates. The White House economic advisor kind of put it into context. Before the credit and equity collapse, they were losing about 82,000 jobs a month here in the U.S. Now we're running 400,000 plus a month. And I think that's where the corn and the beans and wheat, we've had some good supply and demand issues that have come up, fundamentally friendly issues come up, Dave, but they've just been pushed into the closet once again because of this asset class wide sell-off, you know, and that it goes back to a recession that could be deflationary, that could be lasting many, many months.
And I also want to look at the demand side of the corn because, it seems as though it's very possible that we are having demand destruction in corn. USDA's carryout in its last report was 1.124 billion bushels. And most analysts that we talk to think that the ethanol grind is going to slow, maybe down to 3.4 or 3.6, 3.2, somewhere in there, versus the 4 that USDA is reporting. They expect exports to slow. We have export sales 47% down from a year ago, so it might be reasonable to expect that you might knock off 300 on the exports, down to 1.7 perhaps. Do some accounting for what might still be out in the fields, but you come out with something more along the lines of carry out of 2 billion bushels.
I don't know if I'd be that high right now, Dave. I think that you could make an argument that it would be up towards the 1.5 level. But I think the biggest thing that is hurting the corn, other than the refining margins, hurting the unleaded gas demand as a whole, and hurting the actual refining of product because of the margins being so poor, is the feed wheat sector. I mean, we continue to see the corn being robbed of demand in terms of feed wheat demand being much cheaper, and the Asians and the Europeans, Northern Europeans especially, using the feed wheat instead of the corn. But I would also say this week Mexico purchased 575,000 tons of U.S. corn in 3 days. And so I've got to believe that the price is pretty much right now when I see numbers like that come across the news wires. But no argument. The exports are going to be lower because of feed wheat. Ethanol is going to be lower because of the refining margins and refiners just literally not wanting to spend money and make a negative return on investment. And that's going to impact your discretionary blending of your ethanol, no question about it. But I don't think I could come up with a 2 billion bushel carryover at this point. It would probably be closer to the 1.5 level.
Let's then look at the technicals. We broke 324 and 825. That the December corn, the January beans. I'm kind of looking off the March contracts these days, but any contracts that you want to put your analysis on is fine by me. What are you looking now at downside levels of support?
Well, the 780 level is pretty critical support for the January beans, and we've gotten down to 785 today. So 780 brings in a major moving average, brings in a major low from 07. That's probably going to be the one we watch closest. The $3 level obviously is going to be important to the still active December contract in the corn, but the 315 level is just as important to the March corn. I think as far as downside projections, you're probably going to have to use the crude oil and the outside markets to go after further downside projections. And what I mean by that is we've noticed that the crude oil has been running about 5.5 to 5.6 times the price of beans, about 13.7 times the price of corn. And so what we've been doing this last week is just using the crude oil price and then, you know, dividing those numbers to see where we're going to get front-end corn and front-end beans potentially down too. And that seems to be working better than just looking at the outright monthly charts and the corn and beans. At least that's our take on it.
And I suppose you at this point you would tell producers don't sell.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, here's where we're at right now in our analysis, Dave, is the jobs report indicated exactly what we've been talking to clients, that we need to turn the market around. The fundamentals are there on supply and demand. I mean, look at Argentina's weather not being traded at all by the trade. Even Brazil, a quarter of their bean production is running a moisture deficit at this point. But the supply side continues to be not looked at because of the demand thought to be demand destruction. But today's jobs report shows you very clearly that the psychology of demand destruction will become actual demand destruction if we can't bottom the financial markets here in the next 40 days. And what we're telling clients right now is if you don't have corn puts on, maybe slap a few cheap puts on to get you through the next couple weeks. But in the next 40 days, we need to see an equity market bounce and a bottom put in the equity markets led by the financial and the banking sector. We also need the crude oil market to find a bottom in the next 40 days because if the negative psychology goes on much longer, it will end up being a self-fulfilling prophecy, and then we will see more demand destruction. But I've got a list of 11 things that would say there's still good demand out there, especially with the prices going down. So I'm still in the camp that we haven't killed this demand market at all. We're still in a negative cycle of the business cycle, but we're getting towards the bottom end of that negative cycle.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, the March wheat contract in Kansas City at 506, down 7. December wheat at the Board of Trade, not trading. The March 479, down 7. May 493.5, down 6. December corn 303, down 15.25. July 339.5, down 15.75. January beans 789, down 22. July 809, down 24. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.